Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Today we're going to mess with our Nexus 7.
Yeah, today you'll know how to install Ubuntu Touch. Welcome to Know How, the show where we show how to do cool things. I'm Leo Laporte. This is Ayaz Akhtar, our Know How guy. Mr. Know How, we call him.
Yeah, that's what they call me around the office. It's on my coffee cup, too.
This one I didn't think we'd be doing for a while. Now, Nexus 7, of course, is that great 7-inch tablet Google makes. It's completely hackable. It's wide open. But you're doing something a little interesting, too. I think it's great as it is with Jelly Bean. But Ubuntu has put out a new touch operating system.
Yeah, this just came out last week. It's a developer edition. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to take Ubuntu Touch, which is a specialized version of Ubuntu set up for tablets and phones. We're going to put it on our Nexus 7. Now, a big warning, this thing is not ready for prime time just yet. This is meant for developers. And this way, when you're developing apps for it, if you want to get a feel for it, that's really what this operating system is for. Because
it's a preview. It really is a preview.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the thing is, all this stuff that we're going to show you, everything you're going to know how to install the actual operating system, that's likely not going to change. So as this operating system gets better, you'll know how to do this for the future.
Very cool. Well, where do we start? I mean, do we have to root this or anything like that?
Well, there's a first, make sure you get all your materials in line. You're going to definitely need a Linux machine. We have here Ubuntu 12 point something or other. I forget which version it is at this point.
Well, we should mention, the Nexus 7 running Android is actually running Linux. It's the Android flavor of Linux. So this is really just a different version of Linux, Ubuntu Linux. So it shouldn't be too difficult to get this working.
It's actually not that difficult. Yeah. You're also going to need about 30 minutes of time because it does take a bit of time to do this. This can brick your device. Ubuntu on its wiki says this very boldly. Okay, something can go wrong. We haven't had that in our experience, but Be aware of that.
That's just lawyer talk. They want to make sure they're CYA, covering
their assets.
Assets.
Because they're a foundation. And on top of that, you got to have a compatible device. Right now, it only works on the Nexus 4, 7, 10, and the Galaxy Nexus. Although I've read, some other people have been able to get it on other Samsung devices. But if you want this to work out of the gate, have one of these devices.
So gather our materials. Obviously, we have an Nexus 7 here. Where do we get the software?
The software is available free at Ubuntu.com. I will have all the instructions, a link on the show notes. And actually, because we wanted a controlled environment when we were installing this operating system, because it does take a while, we went into the lab to mess with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to install Ubuntu Touch onto this Nexus 7. And thanks to the great instructions at Ubuntu.com, it's all laid out for you. So what we're going to do is do some simple terminal stuff. If you're afraid of terminal, don't be. This works really well. So what we're going to do is go to our Ubuntu machine to do all this because that is a presupposition of this project. That's right, I said presupposition. So we're going to go over here. We're going to look at our directions. We're going to look at flashing the device. So what we need to do is get some repositories for Ubuntu. We're just going to take this line, sudo add apt repository, ppa fablet-team/tools. We're going to copy that. And we're just going to paste that into terminal. Now you could type this out if you want to. It's not that big a deal. And it's going to ask for a password. Put in our password because we're doing sudo. Let's see. More info, press enter to continue. We always want to continue. Now, if you don't know anything about terminal, I wouldn't worry about this. You just go ahead and follow the directions. When you see things are okay, like right there, just continue to do what you're doing. Then, what you're going to do is, because our repository is available, we can go to the next step. If it's not, there are other steps you can use. We're going to update this. Make sure you have it properly done. We're going to get an update, and we're getting an update right now. So you can see that the repository is getting updated. You're going to see a whole bunch of things flying by. Don't worry about reading any of this. It's pretty fast anyway. There's no way, I don't think you could read this that fast unless you become a very good speed reader. Oh, look, it's done already. Let's see, we have an error, stable, in release. The following sign, what does it say? Signatures can be verified. Okay, no problem. We'll go to the next one. We'll cut and paste this. Do we want to continue? New package is going to be installed. Y or N, type Y. We wait again. A lot of this install is waiting for things. It's pretty simple. Okay, so now we're ready for the next step. What we got to do is we got to unlock our device. So what we're going to do is take our Nexus 7. So now we're going to mess with our actual tablet, and we're going to follow these steps accordingly. What we're going to do is we're going to power down the device. Power on the device by holding the power button and the volume up and down buttons at the same time. So on the side here, we have our buttons. So we're going to try to do that all at once. Excuse my fingers because this is kind of a strange one. I'm going to hold down the volume buttons together first, then hold down the power button. You'll see that we have an Android that looks like he's on an operating table. That's a good thing. Now we're going to plug the device into a computer via the USB cable. We're just following instructions, folks. It's pretty easy. On our computer, we're going to open up another terminal, Control-Alt-T, and we're going to type the following. We're going to do sudo fastboot OEM unlock. I'm just going to copy and paste this, because when you're doing terminal commands, you want to make sure that they are exactly correct. It's going to ask for your password because it's sudo. And the bootloader is already unlocked because we did this before. If you hadn't done this, it would unlock the bootloader for you, so you can go ahead and then put on a new operating system. So we're booting our Nexus. If you can see, there's a little unlock on our Nexus screen when we're starting up. That's because the bootloader is unlocked. So now it's going to boot up, and we're going to go into step three. After this is actually set up, what we're going to do is enable USB debugging of the device. That allows us to tell our Nexus 7 what we wanted to via this USB cable, and that's how we're going to end up installing Ubuntu Touch. Our Nexus 7, we had to go ahead and do the original setup. What we're going to do is enable USB debugging by going to Settings, then go to About Tablet, and then we're going to find the build number, which is down here. It says tap it 7 times to see the developer options. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are now a developer. I don't know if you can see that. It's really tiny. But now you're going to have options that you didn't have originally. We'll have a new option here. It says developer options in our settings. I'm going to click that. And what we're going to do is we're going to enable USB debugging right here, this little check mark. It says allow USB debugging. And now we have a check mark next to our USB debugging. So now we can actually control our machine here with our computer. The next part is going to depend on what version of Android we have. We have 4.2.2. So now we've got to add another terminal command, ADB kill server and ADB start server. And now a screen shows up, a little pop-up shows up on our device saying allow USB debugging. It wants to be attached to this workstation we have down there. We're going to say always allow from this computer because we want our machine to be able to install Ubuntu Touch on our Nexus 7. Hit OK. Now what we got to do is kind of install Ubuntu to this device because now we're ready to start installing. So from terminal, we're going to copy this command, fablet-flash, and then -b. What does it mean? I don't know. Okay, so now it's going to ask us a whole bunch of stuff. I'm sure you're reading this as I'm reading this very quickly. I'm going to hit yes. It's actually telling you that this could brick your device. This is a developer edition. It's not necessarily something that you're going to use on a day-to-day basis just yet. But we're going to accept it anyway, because in the future, this is probably going to be really cool. So right now, you can see that a couple of these messages are going by saying the file is already retrieved because we were doing this previously on another install. So nothing to do, we're going to keep going by and watch all of these fun terminal commands go flying by as we're waiting. Now you saw they said the file is already retrieved, nothing to do. Now when you are installing this the first time, you'll see a progress meter go from right to left, or left to right, excuse me, and it'll tell you something's happening. When you're at this final stage, pushing to SD card autodeploy.zip down here, progress meters disappear. So you might go, is anything happening? Did it freeze? What's going on? Your Android device doesn't tell you anything, and your terminal's not telling you anything. In my experience, it took 8 minutes for this install to happen the first time. So what you do is you simply walk away, maybe get a cup of coffee, take a jog, do whatever you want, because you don't want to mess with your terminal or your device while this is going on. Now that was a long wait. Actually, I'm sure since we've recorded it, we actually know how long this has been. But it feels like an eternity, I've got to say. So on our Nexus, we have our open Android there, and it says the device needs to be unlocked for the following to work on the terminal. So we're going to type in our password. Now it's sending. Erasing system, okay, sending system. That was such a long pause. Now you can see on the terminal, slowly we're getting some things changing. It says okay, writing system. Okay, writing boot, downloading boot image, Once completed, the device should reboot into Ubuntu. So right now, we're going to just do nothing for a little bit. Take a look at the Nexus. Things are happening. You could see an Android, and you're seeing inside of his belly some kind of awesomeness. This is an actual normal screen that you see when you're actually installing or updating your Android. What's going on here is we're going to have Ubuntu Touch running on this once this is done. You can see the little progress bar. It's going. It's exciting. So now on our Nexus 7, we have Ubuntu running, Ubuntu Touch, the developer edition. It's not going to be super powerful, but let's mess with that in a second.
All right, so we finally...
It did it.
Yeah, so we've got it.
Total time. I know we edited that. How much did it take?
That took about 30-something minutes. Okay. And when it was actually being pushed to the device, it took at least 10 minutes.
So most of the time is getting the software onto the device.
Yeah, that was a lot of time. Like I mentioned in the video, there's no progress meter. So if
right.
you... like
Be patient.
I tried it with the virtual machine. I quit after 20 minutes. It waited and waited. That didn't work. I tried it with a live version of Ubuntu. That didn't work.
Anybody's ever rooted a Android device and put a new ROM on it, it's very much the same process. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's identical. The only difference here is the ROM isn't a Cyanogen mod. It's Ubuntu. Although I understand they actually use some of the code of CyanogenMod to make
folks
this work.
And our Google Plus community was telling us about the fact that this effectively is a skinned version of CyanogenMod.
Yeah.
So we can actually take a look at it now because we have it running on the Nexus 7.
This is the most interesting thing is I've wanted to play with Ubuntu Touch.
Now
so here it is.
See right away that
we've seen the demo videos.
It's all gesture based. So when you go from the left side, you get
so
this
cool.
dock just like you do with Ubuntu regular. And then if I went into this way, it didn't say slide to unlock or anything, so I had to pay attention.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah, you pull away. And you have these sample applications and things.
So this is now the desktop. You slide that in from the left side or right side there.
That's right. And then so we've got.
And what's that?
We've got more applications.
That's the app drawer. Okay.
We have a lot more videos. Pretty much you can
That's
go from
video.
Left to right.
I see. All right.
And so it's really undeveloped right now. There are a couple applications. Here's calculator. Watch this. It doesn't do anything yet.
Oh.
Because most of this is for developers. So you understand how to implement when you're putting your apps together.
So that's just really a JPEG, probably, of a calculator. It's not even Pi. They're so close.
The Twitter application does work.
That works
good. Links don't necessarily work. The browser works, but you can't pinch and zoom or click links. So it's very, very unfinished. And like I mentioned, it's meant for developers. This is just the start of this. So here's the browser. There's Twit. You can see I can't really
So this probably isn't something you'd want to do to your nice Nexus 7. So we did it for you.
Well, unless you're gonna become a developer for Ubuntu Touch,
then you have to. Do you have to be running Ubuntu Touch to develop for it?
I don't. I mean, if you want to see how it
I
is,
guess
in,
if you want to try it
in that situation, yeah. But what I want to do, though, since we've got to try out Ubuntu Touch, and we're like, hey, our Nexus 7 had more functionality before, we can restore it back. So that's what I want to do right now.
Oh, that's the good news.
Yeah. So let's.
It's not a one-way trip.
Oh no, we can go backwards. What I'm going to have to do is hook up. My
does
USB
Wi-Fi
cable.
Work on it?
Wi-Fi does work on this right now. The camera, I've had issues with the camera on the Nexus 7. Although on the 4, I hear it works fine. On the 10, I've heard it works fine.
But Bear says you have to have Ubuntu Quantel to develop with. And I presume that's software you run on a desktop, Bear.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get... So each particular device has firmware, obviously. We picked up the firmware for our device. This is the Nexus 7 Wi-Fi. So we've already downloaded that. That's this... if you look at my screen here, you can see that it's this Nakasi JDQ39. Easy for me to say. So all you got to do, it's pretty simple. So it's about a 300 megabyte file, takes a bit to download. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a terminal command, ADB reboot bootloader. Do you know what ADB means?
Yeah, ADB is the program that you use to do all of this stuff. It allows you to command it's running on, as you can see, it's running on the Nexus and allows you to command the Nexus over the serial port, over the USB port.
And right now, you can see that something has happened.
There's a variety of switches for copying files over, things like that.
Cool. So right now, the Nexus is ready to get more instructions. So what we're going to do is we are going to jump to a command, sudo, and in our extracted files here, we have this flash-all.sh. I'm just going to drag and drop this right into the terminal. If you remember the path, you can go ahead and do that. You just hit enter. Make sure the terminal's selected.
Tom Z says it stands for Android Debug Bridge, and that's exactly what it is, a bridge from Android to your desktop via USB.
So pretty much this is what you have to do to get Android back on there. It's going to be a stock version of it. It's the original firmware 4.2.
Did you have to save the ROM before you did this, or you get the ROM from somewhere else?
Well, I got the ROM from Google. So right. I mean,
you could probably save your own Nexus 7 ROM out.
Yeah, that's something
with ADB and then do it.
That is something I want to do. I want to back up all my settings and everything, because what I'm going to have here is an absolute stock version of it. So it's going to go ahead and continue. So it's saying fail to...
That's why, by the way, you tap that 7 times to put yourself in developer mode. You're turning on the ADB server so that you can talk to it over serial port.
So that's going to take some time. And before you know it, it's going to be running Android again. It's a pretty basic thing. But it takes about 10 minutes for it to load.
Okay. Because you're right into this flash.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Cool.
So we'll mess with that later. And I'll show you my Nexus running again.
It's just cool to see, frankly, to see the Ubuntu Touch running. Very cool. So you need if you want to develop for it, you're going to need the latest version of Ubuntu running on your desktop or your laptop computer. But it is handy to have a Nexus 7 or a Nexus 4 that you can run it on and see what you're doing.
There we go. Every now and then you run into an issue, just give it another go. I just did it again.
Did it crash?
One of the terminal says it was failing some things, so I just redid it, and it's still loading. So that's going to go ahead. But while we're doing that, I should give some big thanks to all our folks at the Google Plus community we have going right now. There's over 1,400 of you guys in there right now. You guys are asking questions, coming up with show ideas, and my favorite thing is you guys are helping out each other. When there's all kinds of questions of how can I control exactly what my friends see on my router, like OpenDNS questions, actually being solved right on the community. It's like an old school forum. I'm really loving that.
One little tip from Bear: don't try to do this on the LTE version, the 3G version. You'll bust your Nexus 7. It's Wi-Fi version only.
Wow, okay. I've not messed
with it. Very important.
I do not have an LTE version. Or
always when you're doing this kind of stuff, follow the instructions carefully. And it'll say in the instructions, warning, beware, this is only for this version.
Yeah, on the top of the, like I said before, it said on the top, this might brick your device. Yeah. So this is for developers.
It's less likely to do so if you follow the instructions exactly.
Well, we're going to spotlight somebody from Google+. We got a message from Mark Klein. He said he loved the show on the Raspberry Pi and XBMC. I've had it running on my Pi for a few weeks now.
Neat.
And I've been watching lots of programming through the Twit add-on. One feature you didn't mention that I love is the ability to use your TV remote to navigate the interface using CEC. That's Consumer Electronics Control over the HDMI cable. Of course, it only works if your TV supports CEC. I do use an iOS app sometimes, but really like controlling XBMC the same way I control my TV/DVD player.
Neato.
That's a really cool feature that's available. There's so many things that, I mean, by doing or playing with your Raspberry Pi, we actually experience this, because it's not part of my regular routine right now. But it's good to know you can do CEC. CEC is a whole interesting protocol where you can control everything through your TV or receiver through the HDMI cable. Also, on the Plus community, I want to mention something. A lot of guys ask me, what's coming up on the show? Leo asked me, what are we going to do on the show?
Like, that's because I never visit the Plus community. It's all there.
Put up a post this week. It actually says upcoming episodes, Ubuntu
DIY
Nexus
Sonos.
7. Next week, we're going to be doing a multi-room DIY Sonos.
After using Sonos gear.
Absolutely.
Sonos-like experience.
We're going to try to replicate that as best we can.
That's going to be fun, because I've spent a lot of money on Sonos. I'd like to know how to do it without doing that.
That's going to be a fun one. Expanding our wireless networks, a whole bunch of stuff. So if you've been wondering what's going on, what's coming up, it's available on Google+.
What is the name of the Google Plus community?
It's Twit Know-How.
Twit Know-How.
But if you want to do a really quick way to do it, you write gplus.to/twitkh.
Twitkh.
So you can get
there. It is.
It's really simple. It's a great community. I really enjoy reading everything there. And let's see. So we've got our Android device, if you can see it right now.
Is it back?
It's restoring back to
there. Thank God.
Our Nexus logo. Very happy that's working out. Because I need my Nexus back, because I want to do some cool things with it.
I got my Nexus back.
DIY Sonos.
I love the Nexus. It's a really good reason to get one, is so you can do this kind of thing. Yeah.
So if you want to look at past episodes, we've got everything at twit.tv/kh. We've got show notes. We've got links to everything. So if you're like, hey, I want to make a Raspberry Pi Media Center, how do I do that? Well, we'll have a bunch of instructions there, links to everything. And there's a screenshot. You can see, like, YXBMC. Everything's written out right there. You can watch it in HD. You could slow me down. You could rewind me if you want to. You could watch us in HD. All of that's available at twit.tv/kh.
That's cool. Now that you know how to hack your Nexus 7, why don't you see it's back? Welcome, it says. Why don't you go out there and put Ubuntu Touch on your device? Just like that. Thank you, Iaz. We'll see you next time on Know How.